We have a forum. Everybody's here today. We'll call the meeting to order. Do we need to shut the door?
Oh, we
What do you think? Thank you, Jean.
You like to see what's going on.
I know.
Yes.
All right. And present we have, starting with you,
Bob Horace, Andy Alvarez,
Bill Kennison,
Jeannie Lively,
Nancy Hankey, Joycelyn Miller. All right, we don't have anybody here for public forum today again. So we'll go to the minutes, and Barbara has sent those to us. Barbara, do you have anything else to add or to say?
No, I made those two little corrections that Nancy had found.
Sometimes you don't get a prize.
I know.
You have a bucket full by now.
She is the editor supreme. That's good. I depend on that. We will see, are we going to, do I have a vote to accept the minutes as read, or?
I move that we accept.
Second? All in favor?
Oh, aye.
Did we have a second, or did we not?
Well,
you did.
Yeah.
You raised your hand, okay. All right, that's Nancy, the
treasurer's
report.
Okay, y'all should have it in your packets. Our balance sheet at the end of September on the state bank statement was $191,185.11, and I just see a boo-boo just now. The current account balance, and that should have said 10/25, not 9/25. As of 10/25, was 216,398.65. There will be a $2,500 deposit going into the text pool on tomorrow on 10/26. Our October sales tax revenue was $46,441.65, which was 32.02% more than October of last year. Our total cumulative sales tax for this fiscal year, which is we're only 2 months in, is $95,217.29. So we're at 20.5% of our budget of $464,400, which is ahead of where we should be at, like 16.66%. So we're ahead of budget. Our expenses year to date, and for expenses we're only 1 month in, $43,548.67. We had budgeted expenses year to date of $33,826.32. We are over our budget by $9,722.35. And that is because of the $10,000 earnest money and the $200 option fee for the land purchase. We are at 10.38%. of our budget of $419,371, and we should be at like 8.33%, so we're just at 2% over. Our CD investments total $518,326.37, and we have that Bank Core South CD, which matured on Wednesday,
Friday,
the 20th. When was the 23rd?
Friday, I think.
Thursday or Friday?
Saturday's the 23rd.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday, okay. So I haven't dealt with that yet, haven't done anything with that yet. Any questions on the treasurer's report?
Just curiosity. Is that money that goes to tech school, is that a transfer, or you should write a check to them, or how does it get to tech school?
It's an online...
A draw? An automatic?
It's not automatic. Okay. It's an online thing that I just go in, and from the tech school side, it's a draft of the bank account, basically, I guess.
You request it each time.
I request that they take $2,500 from the bank or South checking and put it in our text pool.
Okay, so it's all electronic?
Mm-hmm. Electronic, yeah.
Thank you.
Anything else?
The investment policy set now, or is it... let's just go ahead and look at the investment policy.
Okay.
Well, first we need it. We will file this.
Subject to audit.
For audit, and so we'll go ahead and go to the investment resolution.
Okay. That one is for our quarterly investment. This is the third quarter, ending September 30th, and you can see there are different amounts that are in our CD text pool and three CDs, one of which, of course, is the Bancorp South, maturing on October 23rd, for a total of $518,326.37, and that's a difference of... It went down from 565,517.09 because we took one of our Horizon Bank CDs, which was $55,000.25 at maturity on August 5th, and we took it out of the CD and put it in our checking account. And that was in preparation for our purchase of the property for the future library expansion. So our investment total decreased by $47,190.72. During the quarter, deposits totaling $7,500 were made to Tech School, and interest earnings on all accounts totaled $309.53. Any questions on that?
Resolution at this time, Nancy?
I think it has to be approved. We need a vote to approve it.
Do you want to talk about it before, or shall we?
It's the same resolution that we've had. There have been no changes to it, except that we just amend the quarter we're in and the date, ending date on there. That's really the only change we've made. So...
Do I have a motion to accept the investment resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second? Emmy? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. Okay. All right, library director, Kate Report.
Our circulation in September went up by 13%. For physical items here in the library. Mm. Electronic, it went up 20%.
Mm, good.
Yeah. Our new patrons went up 9%, and computer users, about 3%. That's about holding even. Our website users went up 49%, and then the number of sessions they had went up 41%.
Wow, what's going on there?
You know, there's just a lot of information, things going on, and I think they're going to the calendar and all looking for information. We added 103 books for the adult collection. Pardon me. 2 DVDs, 5 audiobooks, 21 young adult books, and 58 children's books. Around 185 people either attended library events or interacted with library staff during off-site events in September. We attended the last Barrow Brewery Farmers Market of the year. It'll start up again next spring. We experimented with the homeschool program. It was a STEAM program. Unfortunately, we did not get the response we had hoped for and have decided to place other planned homeschool events on hold for now with the view to trying again in the new year, just to get the word out more.
How did you contact them?
I don't know every way they went. I know they put it up on our usual things, and I think that our usual, like Facebook and all of that, but also I want to say that Julie knew someone that was a mom in one of the homeschool groups and had been talking to her. But I think we need to do more. So,
they're out there.
They're out there, yeah. We may have like one person come, you know, when we did the things. And
do you think they're just still fearful of COVID? Or
they might be.
And that's why you're homeschooling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might very well be. Mm-hmm. But we're not giving up. We're just kind of going, okay, what can we do different? So, events coming up in November. We have the Friends annual meeting. I'll let Nancy talk about that later. We have our two adult craft groups. Teen Writing Club is going very well. They keep adding people to the club. The Teens Dungeons and Dragons group is continuing, and of course our story time. Some special programming. We have Vegetable Planting at the Right Time. It's going to be presented by Wayne Scherner from the Master Gardeners Association on November 6th. We have a teen movie of November 6th and a kids movie November 11th. Walking Book Club, we tried to do that again earlier, but we didn't really get anyone signed up, and it was really too hot. That's my opinion. I think it was too hot to be walking, talking about what you're reading. But someone came in to her, to Julie, and said she really wanted to do this. And so we're trying again on November 10th. We've got it in our ad this week, and she's getting the word out again, and we're going to see. We know at least one person wants to do it. We'll see what happens.
And we know it'll be cool.
And it'll be definitely better weather for, yeah. Yeah, I know. So hopefully it's not too cold. Hopefully we can find that nice, you know, in-between place.
We don't have too many really cold days until...
Where is the vegetable planting going?
It'll be here.
Jay got a plot?
Oh, no, we're not actually planting. The gentleman is presenting.
Oh, it's his
presentation. Yeah, Wayne Scherner is going to be talking like, this is the right time of year. Or whatever time of year is it good to start your vegetables?
Oh,
yeah.
That was my question, too.
No.
Was it a demonstration or just a talk?
As far as I know, he's just talking. He'll have the screen, maybe PowerPoint. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, as far as I know, unless there's something on, so they haven't told me. But our True Crime Book Club meets again November 11th. Another special event is called Pies, 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 because we're coming into that time of year where people make pies. And Lisa Frank, who owns Lulu's Pie Shop, it's in Georgetown, and I understand it's very popular, is going to be presenting recipes on how to make different kinds of pies.
Is that on the square? Do you know? I think I've been to Lulu's.
It might be. I don't know.
Just on the square.
Is Lulu... There's another place that I was thinking of, but I don't think it's the same place.
Oh, okay. it's someone that Julie knows, and she said, hey, would you be interested in coming and doing a presentation since it's holiday season? Mm-hmm. So, and then November 20th, it's for teens. It's a Super Smash Brothers hangout, and they've done this before. It's real popular. It's a video game, and they all sit here, and they play the game on the big, you know, behind us on the smart screen. And they just, you know, they have popcorn or other snacks, and they just play the game, basically, is all it is. But they have fun.
And you've had good response from the teens?
Yeah, they've been, well, I didn't include it in this report because it's October, but this last Saturday was the teen Halloween craft, and there were a lot of people here. It was really crowded. So you can see some of the entries behind you. They did little Halloween terrariums.
Cute.
Yeah.
That sounds good, and I like the fact that we have more people taking part. I think as time goes on, we'll do that more and more. I think it'll get better. But 185 is not bad at all. I sent you, no, I don't know that I sent you the purchase update, did I? I don't think I did. It's in there. It's there, though. I did send it to you.
I don't remember seeing it, but I have it here.
Okay, you have it. Okay. Emmy helped with the inspection. She took her 2 hours, and she accompanied him. And we did make some maintenance requests. The AC maintenance and the dryer vent maintenance. And then they have replaced the base of the thresholds in the back door. And the units were in good repair and with only cosmetic and then the request that we did. The planning and zoning will meet tomorrow night at 6:30 to, and I think that should say public facility use. You may want to write that in, but it is public use is what it is, and they're going to meet tomorrow night, and then an approved request from the zoning will go to the alderman on November 4th, the next week at 6:30, and then from that point, then that should have it, the rezoning request done. Right now we have the closing date as November 12th, which is a full week after the 4th, so it may be sooner. They are going to contact us if they can do it sooner than that, but we should be able to do that sooner. Don Ferguson received the survey. And I called Salado Water just to make sure that there was nothing on the, and it's not a utility easement, it's just a right, not right away, but you can't, right now it's, you have to be a certain distance from it to build anyway, that's what it is. The water goes from the water tower down the back of the property and turns here behind the building, both for electric and for water. And they also have the Salado Water let me know that they also can drain that water tower through that into the ditch that's out here in the front. I don't think they've ever done that, but that can be done. I don't know if it would ever fill up or not, but anyway, the engineer told me that they have capability of using that to clear out the water tower. Now, both Don Ferguson and Melanie Kirschmeyer suggested that before we build on the property, that a replat of the three properties into one contiguous property rather than having three properties would be a replat would be good. And then you do eliminate all, even those easement that's there. We met, the three of us met with Larry Berry. He is the property manager currently. He lives in one, I don't I don't think he told us which one he But he lives in one at the time. He's an interesting man. He had been in criminal justice before. He semi-retired or retired or whatever. This is the second kind of job that he does. But he takes care of all maintenance. And we did, now the feasters let him write checks, but we are going to keep that in the library with Jeannie writing checks from the encampment. Yes, we did that. So he gets 10% of the rental, which is $192 a month, and he manages the mall. They do have a deposit that's equal, and I suppose that the feasters will give us that deposit that they have when upon closing. Let's see, that's 1 month's rent, and that's on both. Do you have any other questions?
Is there going to be an escrow account set up for this?
We probably need to talk about how we're going to do that. That makes the most sense to me.
But why is Jeannie going to be writing checks?
Well,
Shouldn't our treasurer do that?
Well, she can, and we can do it that way.
Because Jeannie normally doesn't write checks, do you?
Well, I print them out.
She prints checks. She doesn't sign checks.
Yeah, I don't sign.
But she controls the check writing.
She has the...
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
So, we can...
Do you think it needs to be done differently than it's being done?
No, when she said Jeannie's going to write the checks, that usually implies that they complete the process and forward to the due person.
No, it would be misleading. Like it has on the other things.
Yeah.
If that's acceptable to everyone. Okay. Anything to add to what I put here? I did send this to them first to add or subtract anything that had happened in the past month. All right. Okay. The next. I think Bill has something. He had a question. Did you see my message?
On the phone? Today.
No.
Oh, of course.
No, that's all right. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Here's, last time we, the ad hoc committee, they gave us three pieces of paper and, certainly didn't have enough time to read through them or digest them when they were presented, so I had a little more time to look at it, and it raised some questions that I'd like to go over. I know it's almost too late in the process, but still, I don't think it's too late to question. One of the things that was said in the papers we got was we would pay more in loan interest than we would earn on our CDs. Well, that's true. But what has not gone over here is the fact that we will have an income of, the income you put down here was $18,500. And I don't know what they're paid now, but I would just think it would be more than that. More than $700 a month, $750 a month. Don't they pay like $1,000 or $1,200?
They pay is it 900? It's like
1920. Are you talking about the rent? Is that what you're saying?
The monthly.
The monthly rent is
$1,920 for both. Okay, all right. Well, that's a new number for me. And another thing that was mentioned was, by doing this, paying cash, we would not deplete our reserves. Well, that's true. We won't deplete the reserves, but they will sure go down to 400 and about $403,000 with the cost of the duplex. And what I got to thinking was, go ahead.
403?
Yeah. It's not what I think, that's what I do. I did the math. I subtracted from $727,000, $324,000, and I end up with $403,000 is what our new balance would be.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
In savings and checking.
Yeah, because you were using
right.
the number you used, the total cash was both checking and savings.
Right. Okay.
I really think we ought to leave some of that checking alone and not include it in our totals because we've got to have it for our monthly budget expenses. But anyway, in going through this, I thought, why don't we finance it? Why doesn't this library finance it? That was not gone into. I think the ad hoc committee might have been remiss in doing that because we can still keep a pretty good balance by financing $321,000. Here I got the figures, 20% down at $64,000. That means we would finance $256,000. And you know, I have included in that, well, I didn't right there, but we have money in checking, plenty, that we usually roll over into CDs that we could use to pay these other fees that are coming up. But anyway, a 20-year loan would come up to $1,555 a month payment or $18,660 a year.
Could I interrupt you?
Sure.
On both contracts that we voted on, it was a cash offer.
Oh, yeah.
And we voted 4-1 to accept it as a cash offer. It's been done twice. We did the original one and we did the second one, the one that we have now. And that's what the offer was a cash offer.
Yes. And in both instances, it was the vote was to accept the contract. And I think as, you know, a public, having public funds that we should include a vote on the specific amount of money that we're going to spend on a project rather than just a contract. Because contracts can be changed.
Well, we did have an amount
on the contract.
Yeah, I know, but we approved the contract, and I'm wondering, did everybody understand at that point that it was a cash deal to take that $321,000 out of our account?
Yes.
And Pat, I'll be honest, at the original vote, I wasn't aware of that. But I would have approved the purchase of the property, but I didn't realize it was for a cash offer.
I think it's a little misleading to us. It wasn't up front. And anyway, if the vote was 4-1, where's the vote? I've never seen that on...
Well, you didn't vote, so...
There again, it was for the contract. But earlier, there was a vote on accepting the contract. An email account. Is that right? Wasn't there an email vote?
That was... That was to make the offer. That was simply to make the offer. Not on the offer. Because we came back into a meeting in... August, and we voted for the contract. And
we have to look at the minutes, Bill. I don't remember.
Well, from what was done email, there are no minutes. There is no record of what was done email.
I think that was included in our minutes. That electronic vote was included in our minutes.
I don't think so.
What is it that you'd like, Bill? What is it that you want us to do?
I think we should consider, let me just go through it, finish going through this, just looking at the numbers. We've got contract to purchase the duplexes would cost. And it's a 20-year loan for $256,000, or as I mentioned here, $18,660 a year. And at that time, the duplex income was presented at $1,600 a year or something. It was a number that $1,850 a year.
I think I was just estimating it. That was all a projection and an estimate of what we anticipated expenses, et cetera.
Okay, but I'm just pointing that out because that's the only figure that I had. So, you know, things. Things change. I tell you where they change. In going through the information, and I have that $1,600 a year is investments, what they bring in. And with this amount of money going, $55,000 going out, that, as you showed in your statement, that brings the investments down to about $300 a month, a quarter. So that's about $100 a month. So it's a little different. My figures are not right on because I had other figures to work with. I'm trying to show what the advantages of financing the building.
But we can't do that now. We have already done the contract.
You're telling me we can't change a contract?
No, you can't.
I bet you can.
They've accepted. We could have on the second one that we presented when it was the final contract, but we didn't, and that's already been accepted.
Well, what I show here is that with the income from the duplex and the cost of a monthly payment for borrowing the money would be a wash. It could cost us nothing to finance the duplex because we have an income. We have interest income. We have rent income. So it's a wash. I indicated that there might be $200 a month that the library had to come up with, but it's probably not that now because the interest, I mean the mortgage payment is much more. I have $18,000, and with the figures you gave today, it's going to be more like $23,000 a year, meaning that the library will have no additional outlays. That the interest, I mean the income from the property would pay for the mortgage. It would cost us nothing except the down payment, and we would still keep, going all the way down a little further, by doing that, we would still keep in our account $660,000 rather than $403,000. That's how I looked at it.
Bill, our interest this month was $306.
Right. That's the for the quarter.
For the quarter.
Yes.
$306 for a quarter.
Right.
That's not much.
No,
that's
but you
not
see,
much interest.
All right. If you look at my little diagram here where I say mortgage payment, I have $1,555. That's wrong. Because I was just given another number of 1920. We say 1920 times 12 months. That comes to $23,000.
This is because she took out expenses that were paid from that.
I took the property manager and 10% out.
I think all this is a moot point. We've already got a contract that is signed by both sides and ready to be signed, ready to close.
Okay. All right. I think this was all done to push this through as quickly as possible, and I understand why you wanted to do it was because the property was for sale and somebody had to move on it. But I still think there were some things missed that should have been looked at, like financing. Why should we use our money? Why don't we use somebody else's money? It's not going to cost us anything to do it.
I believe it will cost us money.
Well, it's going to cost us a hell of a lot more by putting $321,000 down. Because, I mean, that money is gone.
Well, we still have to pay that, whether we pay it in one lump sum or whether we pay it out over time with interest. It still has to be paid, right?
Yes, but it won't be our money. Because the income will make a payment on a loan. So it's money in, money out. And we can continue to build our savings and still have our investments.
And
that was my point.
And we will continue to add to our investment. That's not going to stop. There's no difference in...
I'm not questioning that. It will. Understand.
I would be hesitant to enter into a 20-year loan just because I see that. I mean, I know you can pay off a loan sooner than the due date, but I would wonder about if we are thinking we might build on that by, say, 5 to 7 years, then we've got a 20-year loan we're still paying on. Then we'll have another loan probably when we get ready to build.
Okay, you see, we're talking in probabilities. No one really looked into it. So we don't know.
We have
That's
looked
my
into
point.
It. Yes, we did.
You looked into financing it?
We did. We told you last time we looked at the amounts that it would cost.
There was no information. It was presented as a, all I see here is a pro-con. This is pro, this is con. It didn't really, the income from the duplex was never taken into account. That's one point. The other one is?
Well, I looked at if we had a loan for $321,000 at 3% interest, what we would be paying in expense over, it'd be almost $10,000 a year. And I was just considering a 5-year period of time. So I wasn't looking at 20 years. But, and the difference between our CD interest, so it was going to cost us a whole lot more to take out a loan than it would be to lose the CD interest, is what I was looking at, the comparison of...
I see that. Yes, I see it. It's there.
A 20-year loan is proper, I think, for home, but for public funds and for... because we are going to probably have to have a loan for a building... I can't see that we would have everything that would take for that. 5 years made more sense than 20 if you were going to borrow, but the borrowing was going to cost us more money, the $10,000 a year. But I still say this is a moot point at this point because the contract has already been accepted as written twice.
Well, I'm like I said, after you know, we had three sheets of information to go over at a meeting. Wasn't enough time. Should have had it beforehand so that we could have gone into this like I'm trying to do now. I understand your point. It's too late. I don't know. I don't see. I know you're not interested in doing that. I don't know if the others would consider doing something like this. You know, it is. It's getting too late. And that's the big disappointment I see, is that if we would have had this information beforehand, maybe we could have looked into it a little more earlier than now, a month after our last meeting, the month after we got this information on how this was going to be financed.
Bill, when did you decide to do this?
I've been working
after
on
the
it.
Last.
Yeah, after I had a chance to read these three pages of information, that's where I got my numbers.
Well, we could have even met or talked anyway before then. The message that I had sent you was that I'd like for you to talk with Nancy about the figures if you had a question about them.
If we would have had them before the meeting, we could have done it at the meeting.
These were just projections. Most of this was projections. And what we had done, how we had come up with the cash offer that we had. And we did talk about how our CDs were making almost nothing, you know, and we and you have to pay interest for sure. And our CDs were not making anything like 3.5, 3 or 4, whatever it's going to be. Who knows what it's they're going to be. We did discuss that in one of the meetings at the very beginning, the very first one that we had the offer. We did discuss that made more sense to do that instead of the other. Yes.
I was just going to say, I do think it's helpful to have the information in advance. Maybe that's something we could do moving forward, like just having whatever.
Yeah, next time we buy something.
Well, I mean,
because I doubt we're going to buy anything else.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But I think it's totally helpful to have it in advance. And I do think that it was a little bit of a disservice to us not to have it in advance, to kind of like look at it and go over it.
I think I put it together as soon as I could. Yeah. We had a lot of pieces that this was happening so quickly that it was a real project in motion.
A lot of work.
And I still didn't have a lot of information. Like, I didn't know precisely how much the management fees would be.
Because we hadn't talked.
I guess one of my last questions here is, where did the ad hoc committee come from?
Way back when we started talking about...
Well, asking the Walshes if they...
Yes.
Yes.
And it kind of came out of the
long-range
planning and the fact that we knew at some point we're going to have to look at expansion, and this building wouldn't serve us, you know,
forever,
in perpetuity with the growth we've got. So we started looking at that and a request to the Walshes about their property. And that's where it came up, was that we formed that ad hoc committee to go talk to
this, and it was voted on that we would be the ad hoc committee.
To go talk to them and see if they would be interested by any chance in donating their property.
Who selected the members for this ad hoc committee? Who put it together?
I believe that was the president's prerogative.
I was just thinking, if it was going to go this far, I mean, even looking at land, why didn't it have a different name than ad hoc? And you called it something a little more specific, perhaps refer to how it's mentioned in these strategic plans, since that's what everything's going back to.
Well, the name probably could have been more specific, but it served us well. We've used it for a year now, at least a year. Since the beginning of when we were talking about it. Is that all, Bill?
Yes. If we could have gotten past that it's too late argument, I would have made a motion that we consider financing it so that we could keep our nest egg. Because what if 2 or 3 years from now we have a sewer system and we need an expansion? Well, we'll have money and we have our land right there to the side. We could have done it, because that was mentioned, that maybe there's a need for a smaller expansion before the duplexes are torn down and a much larger expansion. So I'm kind of thinking that. I'm thinking near future and distant future. And we're falling short of that near term if we're going to blow our money on one deal here.
Well, we're investing. We're investing in that at this point for an expansion. That's a valid, as a matter of fact, probably by the time we sign on this, it will be worth more than we paid for it. It's probably already more.
I understand all
so
that.
So it is an investment.
It is an investment. I can see that, but how we pay for it is where I'm coming from.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate your you're doing that. I do, at this point, we have a contract that will be fulfilled. All right. We have a Friends of the Library report.
I think I mentioned it last time. I think I did. That we have the annual membership meeting on November 1st at 2 p.m. It'll be in this room. And Mary French is the president of the Friends, and she will be giving her kind of State of the Union about the Friends. So if you all can attend, I'm sure they'd love to have you.
And the first is what day of the week?
Monday.
It's a Monday.
Next Monday.
Yes, it's after Halloween.
Okay. And you said at what time?
2 p.m.
2. I've got that written down on my calendar somewhere, but I'll write on it. All right. We always appreciate the Friends of the Library and what they do for the library. They certainly help us. Someone was volunteering the other day when I went back who was doing covering books or whatever.
Oh, Carol.
Carol. Carol who? What's her last name?
Carol. Okay. Carolyn. It's terrible.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't mean to put it there
with the red bookends for
five
years.
Everybody knows Carol.
It's Carol. Who covers books. Okay.
I want to say Roberts, but that's
not. That's all right. I thanked her for helping. Anyway.
She's very.
We were there. Agenda items for next month. We have library director goals are up for next month.
I would suggest that this year we have the library director write her goals rather than try to tie it to the strategic plan. So I'm thinking if she's going to tie it to the strategic plan, she needs to address every item that's in the strategic plan. Because in the past,
she's sitting right there. Why don't you tell her that what you'd like?
Because you're the one that's going to decide. Okay. You're the one that wants the strategic plan used.
I am?
Yeah, you're the one that said, let's use the strategic plan. Or it came up from somewhere, and it was presented at a meeting. And in the past, the library director has come up with goals to work towards rather than trying to address a strategic plan.
Well, I think she did that to accommodate something that you had asked. Am I correct?
I don't think so.
I seem to recall that it was just like, we'll just look at the strategic plan. So I didn't specifically pick a point on that plan that I was going to do.
Okay.
But if that's, you know.
I mean, so if what you come up with as a goal, thinking back in past years, could be something that is on the strategic plan. Because you do look, in many instances, look ahead. But I think my primary concern, the strategic plan, okay, let's put it over here. What are you going to accomplish in the next 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. I would like to see what you have planned. And you will see at the end of the year, you've met those goals.
Well, what would you like to see in me?
Well, there's always been like goals.
Sure.
And you strive toward that. All of us have had that. You have to tell somebody that you have your goals. And I think, Jeannie will do a good job. And you'll look at those goals and attack them.
Okay.
And see what.
I don't know whose idea was to tie it to the strategic plan, but I do think. I do think in certain instances it does need to reflect.
Mesh.
Yeah, it needs to mesh somehow because we can't have a strategic plan over here that's just on a shelf, and then we're functioning over here regardless of what is in our strategic plan. I think that they do have to kind of flow together somehow. So I don't know whose idea that was, but I thought it was a good idea. So
I can write them out.
Well, not just because I brought it up doesn't mean you have to do it, Jeannie. There's a board here. Mm-hmm. You can go in a different direction. So I think the board collectively should decide if that's what should be done or not, because I'm not always the bright element in the room when it comes to getting things done for this library.
What do you think, Barbara?
I do think Jeannie obviously knows best for what the library might need or areas of improvement. But I do kind of agree that, you know, definitely looking at strategic plan to see where we're headed long term is helpful, so you can somewhat align them. It doesn't mean they have to be exactly the same, but taking that as kind of so they're like linear together.
And Nancy, you already said yours.
I already said, yeah.
And I think, as she said, they need to be meshed. There needs to be something that meshes. If it's a matter of how you write them, whether they are linked specifically to that, you could also write them and denote that this is from, or this is part of that, and to fulfill that, and so forth. I'm not knowing everything that you know that about what needs to be done in the library. Mm-hmm. And so you're the one who needs to tell us what your goals are and how you got them. I think maybe just by saying that following this, or because we have this need, or because this is happening, there's some reason for every goal that you have. It may not be specifically down that five-year plan. It does have a reason, though. Everything you do has a reason. Mm-hmm. And just denote the reason, and I think that would be fine.
Okay.
How does that sound to everybody else?
Well, I think the kind of summarizing it, my guidance would be, don't let the strategic plan drive you a certain direction, because you've got the year ahead of you. Mm-hmm. And strategic plans are not always right or necessarily that good or can foresee into the future that far. Mm-hmm. Period.
Got it.
Okay, let's have the direction anyway. All right, do we have any other business that needs to be taken care of? Do I hear a vote for adjournment?
I make a motion we adjourn immediately, if not sooner.
Oh, I will. Are you ready to get home?
Not sure.
All right, second. All in favor?
Aye.
And